Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snooze.
Mwah. Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the Small Business of the third 21st century. I'll get it out in a minute, folks. Joel Barker is our guest, and he joins us to try to sort out the mayhem that I create around here. He's one of the top futurists in my career I've ever seen. And joelbarker.com is the website. Please find his books, especially the paradigm work he's done. Joel, thanks again for being here. So we live in an increasingly a Wi-Fi world, right, a remote world. And that means more batteries. And you have battery news, don't you?
We do have battery news. And the thing that's interesting about batteries, by the way, is 1972, I started my work by working with the Limits to Growth team. And Dennis Meadows, who was the co-author of the book, said, until we get efficient batteries, we will be held accountable in terms of being able to do the things we want to do with the new mm-hmm. world. And I thought, isn't that interesting that he picked batteries as kind of the key breakthrough? Well, mm-hmm. We now know it is exactly as you said. It is the key breakthrough.
Because in those days, your paradigm was connected, right? Being connected. Like the first time you had a cordless phone, how much time did you spend near the base because you still thought you were tethered by a wire? If that's your world, you don't think about needing batteries.
And how big was the battery?
Yeah, exactly.
We had to say. So what we've got is we've got Chalmers University of Technology, which is Swedish, I believe, and the Hong Kong University have been working together. And by the way, we see this more and more. We see Chinese plus another country, Chinese plus another country, as they team up to do these things. And what they've been working on is the material inside a battery that allows you to charge it at a certain speed. And what we know is if you have a Tesla, you've got to pull in and park at least a half an hour, probably an hour, to get enough juice to get to go again.
Go 50 more miles.
So this is one of the, as you said, it's a dilemma that you have with batteries. Well, these guys have worked out a new material that spreads like butter. Now, I'm going to say that once, and I'm going to laugh and tell you that in every paragraph in this article, they talk about how it spreads like butter. I don't know what's with them, but they love the butter. But it's a good image. So you can take this material, which is soft and spreadable, and use it instead of the material that we use now, and it is 10 times the ability to absorb energy, 10 times as fast, 10 times as deep. And so all of a sudden you have a multiplier of not 2 or 3, but 10.
But so I'm confused about the application. I want my battery to be in a little box that I can plug in. I never thought about it in a jar or a tube.
I can do that.
But I mean, how do you apply a battery? What does it connect to? A battery.
It's the substrate that separates the layers of the battery. Mm-hmm. That material is very slow to allow the electrons to flow. So what this does is allows your electrons to flow very, very fast, 10 times faster, mm-hmm. which means you can charge up a battery 10 times faster than you could before, mm-hmm. and it's 10 times the density so that you can get much more energy.
So is this something in the battery that allows the battery to charge faster, or is it in the charging mechanism?
It's in the battery.
Uh-huh.
So all of a sudden, Tesla can have 500 miles or 600 miles with much less batteries.
Mm-hmm.
So battery-powered airplanes, much less weight. You know, it's.
How long do you think it'll be, Joel, before we're talking about the battery limitations are only what we imagine the next step to be, but in regular life, our ubiquitous life, whatever we're doing as we know it now, how long do you think it'll be before batteries will be no longer a limitation?
Right now, we just need to look at what's going on, which is we are in a paradigm enhancement period of the batteries. This is paradigm enhancement, this stuff that mm-hmm. we're talking about right here. And it's moving very rapidly because of the climate change. Mm-hmm. So I would say 5 years, we will have the trend will be in full-blown momentum. Where
and in 10 years, we won't be talking about battery innovation.
10 years from now, it'll all be done.
Yeah.
And we'll have battery enhancements.
Interesting.
But we won't be saying, gee, I wish we could double because we've done
We
so
won't
much.
Be talking about flying around the world with a battery. We'll be talking about flying to Mars on a battery. Hey, Joel, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Good job. It's always a pleasure. We always get smarter when you join us. Will you come back soon?
Sure will.
Thank you. Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen, please follow him. I promise you, you'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you that surviving is winning. And remember this, surviving is not going to be pretty or elegant. Get a-
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.